The long-term highway bill passed by the Senate and sent to the president last week saved the federal crop insurance program from cuts that were part of the budget deal. Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts defended the conference report that restored the $3 billion in crop insurance cuts.
The commitment we reached with the House was to reverse these damaging cuts and policy changes in order to protect our producers. That's their number one priority for risk management. The message from farm country couldn't be more clear. Do not target crop insurance.
Mary Kay Thatcher with the American Farm Bureau Federation is pleased that congressional leaders kept their promise to restore the cuts, but expects more challenges to the program in the future.
I think it's also a reminder to us that this issue is not going to go away. It will be back in 2016 with a vengeance. We already know that from our opposition already saying we've got bills in the works. We see editorials in the paper kind of on a daily basis. So this is not the last time we'll have to defend crop insurance.
National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson agrees that challenges may arise going forward, but is optimistic in the promise of leadership.
I wouldn't say that we're safe forever and that this farm bill is never going to be touched. But insofar as this budget cycle, I believe that the Republican leadership is keeping their word. They demonstrated that in this latest provision in the transportation bill. And I have every expectation that they will keep their word not to allow any other cuts to come back into crop insurance or other parts of the farm bill.
National Crop Insurance Services President Tom Zacharias says crop insurance was really the key ingredient in the 2014 farm bill for agricultural risk management, adding to its growth over the years.
There's probably been 100 new different programs that have come online through RMA. If you look at specialty crop coverage, in 2000, there was probably $7 billion worth of liability coverage out there, and that's gone to over $15 billion, I believe, for 2014.
And now that the highway bill is done, Reese Langley with the National Cotton Council says attention in Congress will be on passage of an omnibus appropriations bill.
Negotiations are continuing now between House and Senate leadership to try to finalize that package, which will fund the federal government following the expiration on December 11th. It's unlikely at this point that this bill will be passed by the 11th, so we'll likely see another short-term extension, but we do expect passage sometime before the holidays.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I am Cindy Zimmerman.